afternoon on this Saturday, September 25th, 2021. The St. Pete Sports Connection right here on the St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in the heart of Champa Bay, where the fans have been celebrating sports for 29 years. I'm Mike Rickard with the St. Pete Sports Connection, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros every Saturday right here at the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And it's just another absolutely jam-packed show, as well as an incredibly active day. As the Rays' magic number is 2, they take on the Marlins across the street tonight at 6:10, first pitch. And with the bevy of college games, you've got the Iowa Watch Party down here, Michigan, Auburn, Alabama. And former guest, former Tampa Bay Buck and Chicago White Sox player, Toby Hall, he's got 800 of his closest friends coming down to the ballpark for a great event. We'll talk about that. Toby will stick his head in, and we'll visit about that. But they're going to, 200 of them are going to have some burgers and brewskis here at Ferg's before they go across the street. So what an afternoon we're going to have down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, and looking forward to it. By the way, as I mentioned, each and every Saturday, whatever game you are a fan of, whatever team you're a fan of, you can come down here to Ferg's, and they will turn on the television. 85 television. The Rays, of course, will be on all the games tonight at 6:10 because it's an epic weekend series. $10 tickets, and I actually believe they're sold out right now, which it's great to hear, you know, as we wind down and get that magic number of 2 so we have home field advantage. The only concern we have right now is the Houston Astros for who has home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. We actually have a 4-game lead right now with 8 to play. So very promising for the Tampa Bay Bucks to host right down here at Tropicana Field. And we know that it'll be jam-packed for that. As I said, tonight at game number 2 of the series. Now, last night, absolute superb game, 8-0 victory for the Tampa Bay Rays. Tomorrow, this place will be jammed again. The NFL game of the week has to be the Bucks in L.A. against the L.A. Rams, and that's a 4:25 kick, and the watch party will be here. As I mentioned, this is the St. Pete Sports Connection on RadioSt.Pete.com, streaming live, as well as streaming live on StPeteSportsConnection.com. At 106, we flip the switch to our newly launched this month, St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And that network is powered by RadioSt.Pete.com with these stations, WTAN-AM, 1340, 106.1 FM, WZHR-AM, 1400, and 104.3 FM, WDCF-AM, 1350, and 102.3 FM. Reaching from Brooksville to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, and I actually got that right for once, and all of Pinellas County, Tampa to Lakewood, north to Zephyr Hills, and between the 2 streaming platforms and the 6 stations, we are increasing our footprint each and every week with the St. Pete Sports Connection. Now let's do a little Ferg's from the front row, look back at the week in sports, and look ahead to this week. Down here, college games today. Of note, right now you've got Notre Dame and Wisconsin, near and dear to my heart. Go Irish. You've got Miami taking on Coastal Carolina. You've got the Iowa Colorado State, and I bring that up because the watch parties are down here. Big game tonight, and I think almost a must win for Coach Norvell to get the confidence of the Seminole Nation back. Louisville, Florida State. And you have heard, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, many former FSU greats. Well, it's the 50th anniversary weekend for Barry Smith, who played for FSU and the Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Bucks, Chris Griffin, Walter Carter, the president of the NFL Alumni Association. That gang of guys who have been superb to St. Pete Sports Connection. Actually, last night, Coach Norvell started this tradition now where he's going to invite these teams back up, the older guys, and on Friday night they all get together up there at Doak Field. They're on the field, then they go in the classroom and they converse, ask questions, get to know each other, and I think that's rich in tradition, and Bobby Bowden would have absolutely loved what Coach Norvell is trying to do to get them back to the powerhouse and the respected organization that they school that they have been in the past. So that's a big game right now this evening, and that's Louisville and FSU. You've got Michigan State, Nebraska, Florida, and Tennessee. Another big game. In fact, Matt LaPorta is going to be on about 1 o'clock. Kind enough, former MLB player. He's kind enough, played at Florida, and he's going to come down, talk a little baseball, talk about his golf tournament, and then he's going to head up to the Florida-Tennessee game. And kudos and congratulations, as hard as it is for me to say that, to Florida Gators, who played their rear ends off last week against the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I was, for once, pulling for one of the Florida teams, and that was a heck of a game. North Carolina, Georgia Tech promises to be a great game today. Oklahoma, West Virginia, look at any other games of note. Kind of a soft schedule this week in NCAA football. You've got quite a few cupcakes, and that typically is how the season started out, but not this year. They actually had some great matchups the first 2 weeks of the season. Let's talk NFL tomorrow. You got the Giants against the Falcons, Broncos, Jets, the Bills, Washington, Browns, Bears, Ravens, Lions, Titans, Colts, the Chiefs and the Chargers, Patriots and Saints, Steelers and Bengals, Cards and Jags, Raiders and Dolphins, as I said, the Bucks and the Rams, Seahawks, Vikings. Great game later on Sunday Night Football. The 49ers and the Green Bay Packers, and Monday night is the Cowboys and the Eagles. Now in Major League Baseball, of course, the Rays are in, the White Sox are in, and the Astros are in the AL. In the NL, there's a great battle going on in the East between the Phillies and Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves are 1.5 on top of the Phillies. And then in the Central, Milwaukee Brewers have run away with it. And in the West, it's a great battle. They're both in. The Dodgers, in fact, last night the Giants went, they got their 100th win. And there's the Dodgers with 99 wins right behind them. And so the West is up for grabs. The thing that's really interesting right now, and there's five teams in the mix with a week left to play, and that's watch the wild card. And all right, now let's move to my favorite event in the world of golf. I love the majors, but this weekend up in Wisconsin, Whistling Straits, a track that I have been to several times, and yesterday the U.S. came out, as they typically have. They've lost 4 out of the last 5 Ryder Cups. It's almost become an embarrassment, and more so a confidence and a mental thing. This is a very young team. It's led by Steve Stricker, who is a Wisconsin native. And Steve Stricker has done a superb job with this team. Lots of rookies, a lot of youth. And yesterday, commanding 6-2 lead over the European team. And they played this morning. They play twice a day, if you don't know the format. And then tomorrow, everybody plays 12 matches, and you play your own ball. And this morning, right now, the U.S. is leading in one of the matches. This was just about 10 minutes ago. The Europeans are leading in one match, and we've got 2 ties. So if the U.S. comes out of it, you know, 8-4, that's going to be tough to overcome. And, in fact, that 6-2 advantage this morning was the largest advantage in 46 years by a U.S. team. So that's very promising. And even if you're not a golf fan, it's great to watch because of the pride. And I will say the people in Wisconsin have been, you know, very respectful. There's other times when it gets a little out of hand because it becomes very passionate. It's the U.S. against Europe, and you hear chants USA, and turn it on just for a while. It's right on Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful track. I was there originally in the 2004 PGA Championship up there, and it's like Goat Hill, but it's away from everything in Wisconsin. And you got a lot of cheeseheads, and I've made it very clear I'm a Packer fan. So it's a great watch. And college football is kind of soft today. So you know, you don't have the Rays till 6:10, and then you've got Florida and Tennessee tonight, Florida State and Louisville. So catch a little bit of that Ryder Cup. It'll make you proud to be an American. Everybody's chanting USA. A lot of flags, a lot of red, white, and blue. And one of my favorite things to watch is the Ryder Cup. And as I said, right now, we're in a great position. We got a jam show today, as I mentioned. We got Mark Donahue, who's setting up right in front of me. Brandy Wine is going to feed her face before she goes on the air. She's got, I'll just describe her right now. She's a very attractive lady. I'm very fortunate to have her join our team, but she does not know how to dress. And I would not want your granddaughter to see this.
What?
You got holes in your jeans. I know the size now. I won't give it over the air, but I'm going to go get you some jeans. I feel sorry for you. Get some jeans that don't have holes in them and make sure you're dressed properly. Didn't your mom tell you to dress properly before you go out in public?
If my mother was alive, she'd roll over in her, probably will roll over in her grave, because she was a fashion designer and she
she would not be happy right now.
Oh, no, she was never happy with my wardrobe. But
you were a rebel anyway in your youth. So.
I still am.
And you're still at youthful, and that's what we all need to do. So as I mentioned, we're going to have Mark Donahue, and that's Brandy Winans. And then we're going to flip the switch. And I don't know what time this is going to happen. We'll interrupt whatever we're doing. Our good friend Toby Hall, as I mentioned in the opening, Toby Hall today, for 200 of his closest friends, he bought tickets to the game. Well, he gets a hold of Ferg today, Saturday, sometime Thursday, and said, hey, can you accommodate a couple hundred on Saturday afternoon? So this afternoon, yeah. So this afternoon, dogs and burgers, they had to limit the menu. Because, as you know, it's game day.
Right.
And this place gets nuts. And it's Rays and Marlins. So you got college game day, four watch parties. You got Alabama, Auburn, Iowa. I'll say that one more time. Iowa and Michigan. And then you've got 200 of Toby's closest friends. Here's the kicker. Toby texts me this morning and says, oh, man, I can't make it. My daughter, she shows cows. Sounds like something from Iowa. Do you know that? She shows livestock. She gave him the wrong date on some big event today. And so here he is paying the tab on this. It's a charity, and we'll go over it a little bit later. He's got some guys who are going to stop by. He's got Don Wheeler, who used to play with the Rays.
Yeah.
And Don will stick his head in. It's a great cause. They call it Ruse and Rays. It's an event for cancer patients, a fundraiser. But
awesome.
Here's Toby. Puts it all together. Dan, thank you. D-A-N Wheeler. I butcher a lot of names. You'll get used to that, Mark. But then I make up for it by saying their name like 40 times. So I called her Betty and Becky. No, I never did go wrong with Brandy, because that's one of my favorite songs.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, Mark.
And I don't want my butt kicked.
He's
you threaten
amazing.
To kick my butt.
You two are going to have a great conversation today, I'll tell you. He's been a dear friend of mine for several years, and with the sports club at Tampa Bay and all the things that you're going to hear so much about, the things that they're doing over there. It's an amazing organization, too.
I love old school conversations, too, when we do a little history. And then we have Matt LaPorta. He's a former Gator. He was the SEC Player of the Year in 2005-2007. And the Brewers' number 7 pick. Played for the Cleveland Indians the majority of his career. And then pitched in the Olympics in Beijing. He's kind enough to come and visit about 106 when we flip to our three-county network. But then he's busting it up to watch the Tennessee and Florida game. So that's a commitment that I was very appreciative. And then my last guest will be Frank Maggio. You've heard Frank on the show previously. And Frank's just I use the term brilliant because he is when it comes to mathematics. And he's got super squares. He's interfacing with the NFL games. And we'll talk about our partnership that's going to take place as well. And sometime in between there, we will promote Ruse and Rods. But without further delay, and I like guys that are punctual, but this gentleman was an hour punctual. And I always go on the five-minute rule. And if it's a business appointment, 15. But you blew it all out of the water. And welcome to the St. Pete Sports Connection. And I love the gear.
Thank you.
We might
have
to do some horse trading one of these days.
There you go.
I'll wear it loud and proud. So let's do a little bio on your background, where you grew up. You said Tampa, where you went
to
high school, college, those type of things. And then we'll dive into the history of the Sports Club of Tampa Bay, because I was intrigued when Barry told me to go to the website and everything that you guys have been involved in.
Well, we've been very fortunate. I grew up in Tampa, graduate of Jesuit, and then USF, and went to work here in Tampa Bay, started a business, 40 years ago, and I was 10.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are a child prodigy starting a business at 10.
Very much so. But what's kind of funny is I'm actually older than the sports club, Tampa Bay, which started in 1961 by Leonard and George Levy.
Well, that's three of us.
And a number of other business leaders in Tampa. And over the years, our major charity, as far as that goes, has been the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa.
I love that.
And we're always working with youth sports to support them. And since our inception, we've given over $1 million in charitable gifts to sports activities for youth.
Well, I love that. And I don't know if I gave you into my background, but my show up north was Positive Perspective. From the peewees to the preps to the pros. And it has to start the peewees.
Very good.
And people, and that's the same platform we're using now, and I want to get more involved with people like the Sports Club of Tampa Bay. When you're working with the kids, we'll go out and interview them, have fun.
That would be
great. Take pictures. And we're going to start a digital magazine. We'll get pictures from you to load onto the websites, because I think that's the foundation of where we're going in America. We need kids to participate. I don't care how great athletes
correct.
They are.
Yep.
They're doing something healthy and positive. And
most
I know
definitely.
Everybody in my world down here feels the same way. And I think it's a challenge for us to make certain that those things do happen. And I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you. Club is great. We've got about 100 members. We meet regularly. We're going to have this season, if it will, fall season. Gail Sarin's going to be our speaker October 12th. Paul Gruber is coming in town for his Hall of Fame luncheon at the Columbia on October 26th. And Chief Bobby Taylor from the Lightning is a most entertaining gentleman. He'll be back to talk to us on November 10th. And then Mark Tompkin, and Mark, if you're listening, I haven't actually gotten back with you, is going to be the our speaker on December the 8th.
Anytime I get a little bit that I can talk about Iowa, Topper went to Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes, he did. Yes,
and
he
that,
did.
And those were all my interns for almost 20 years from Drake.
Wow.
We were at Ted Williams Hall of Fame induction the last time, as I mentioned, and he's sitting at my table. I didn't know anyone. And Dave McCarthy's going around and introducing everybody. And he said, well, he's from Iowa. And then I said, I went to Drake University. I said, I've been reading your column for 5 years, and I could have developed a relationship. So I love Topper. So
Topper's
no
great.
More Iowa interruptions.
No, not a problem. And this morning, I was over at the Tampa Baseball Museum, where Lou Piniella, dedicated
love him.
The opening of that museum, an honor to Al Lopez and all the 89 guys that have made it to the big leagues from Tampa.
The number?
That's the number, from Tampa, from
that's
Hillsborough
great.
County.
That's great information. That's amazing.
It is, and I saw Tony Saladino and his Saladino baseball tournament will be coming up on March the 12th. So it was everything baseball in Ybor City this morning.
You're a lucky man. I would have loved to have been. I would have carried your portfolio or anything you wanted. I would have drove you, dropped you off, and then snuck in the back. That sounds like a great event.
It is. We have fun during the year. We raise money at the Hall of Fame banquet, which is in June. But over the last 3 years, we really kind of missed 1 year due to COVID. Our baseball guest speakers have been Lou Piniella, Wade Boggs, Joe Maddon, Kevin Cash, Tino Martinez, Eric Neander, Dave Wills, Andy Freed, and Fred McGriff. So we've been very fortunate. Those guys have been
that's a who's who.
Very kind to be our speakers.
Now,
they really are.
Now, didn't you just induct Joel Maddon, I believe?
We had a special when he came into town with the Angels.
Yep.
He came in, and we had a Friday luncheon. He played that night, of course, against our Rays. And we finally got to induct him. About 3 years ago, John Lynch came to town on Thanksgiving weekend with the 49ers, so we inducted him. So
if
they can't make our banquet in June and they come to town, we'll give them
accommodate them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want them? And
most
and deservedly so. Hey, give the audience a little perspective on Joe Maddon, because I worked for the Cubs organization when I transitioned into the sports world in the 90s, and of course they were horrible.
Right.
So what he did with the Cubs, I'll be forever grateful, and
of
so
course.
Will my children, and so will the millions of people that were following the hapless Cubs for years.
But not
talk
the
a little
people,
bit.
Not the people from Cleveland, I might add.
Exactly. Yeah. Talk a little bit about Joe.
Joe Maddon is a gentleman's gentleman, a true, solid person. Not only a great baseball person, but a great individual. His Respect 90 charity does so much work, both here in Tampa with the Thanksmas celebration and in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, which is where he's from. It's called the Hazleton Project, which tries to bring people of different races and backgrounds together. And then, of course, in California. So Joe is top of my list. Really great, great gentleman.
Well, what I like about him, and you would have thought he grew up in California because he's so chill. Or Florida. He's so chill, you know.
He is chill.
Yeah. He's just like, he's like, you know, Maui Joe, like my glasses. I mean, just cool guy, you think. Is he that way?
He is. He's a genuine person all the way. He is exactly what he portrays, and he's interested in helping the community. Every place he goes, he starts charities.
Now, does he still have a restaurant here? Did he have a restaurant?
Yes, he has Ava Restaurant, and which is on Howard Avenue. And I believe he still is a partner in that. And I wanted to mention one thing beyond Joe, and that's with our friend Barry Smith, which I shared with you, that the Eulalie Restaurant has the Big Barry Chop.
I think that is classic. And where's that restaurant at?
That is on the riverfront. Brandy, I'm drawing a blank on that whole area.
Riverwalk.
It's the end of Riverwalk.
Right, it's the end of Riverwalk.
Don't ask me.
Well, there's Eulalie's.
Eulalie's was the first thing there. Now
Gonsmore,
the whole area has developed.
Yeah, that's the Columbia Restaurant Gurus.
Yes.
And then he's got a burger place too, the Gonsmart too. I'm not quite sure where Joe's is.
Oh, Joe's is on Howard Avenue, just south of Swan. Yeah.
And you guys were talking about?
Well, Barry Smith and the fact that he has something on the Eulalie menu named after him.
Yes, he does. And
we're friends, but I didn't know if I should order it or not. I'm going back, and I'm going to have the Barry Chop when I go back.
They have a great brewmaster there, too.
Oh, they do. Richard Gunsmart is one of the top people. Joe Madden is like Richard Gunsmart, just in many more places, if I can use that. I mean, just unbelievable person.
Well, I'm going to have to get over there with Barry. I owe him a dinner anyway. Because I'm a Fighting Irish fan, and they are playing Wisconsin right now. However, my big mouth and my Catholic over-the-top pride, it was 7.5-point spread. I bet a half a dozen former FSU greats. And when the Irish were up 18, I hit the old text. I was down here with Mark Ferguson, and I was blowing them all up because the bet was for dinner and beverages. Dangerous with Barry.
Yes.
But I thought I was safe. And so I have promised him something special. That'd be a good place for us to go.
It'd be great.
To go and have the Barry Smith
Chop.
That's classic. All right. And he gave me a little history to go back and talk to you about. People don't realize that one of the reasons that they have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here is primarily because of the Sports Club of Tampa Bay. Is that correct?
That is correct. The leaders of the Sports Club of Tampa Bay were really instrumental in getting the NFL first to do games here, preseason games, in our new stadium. They were the ones, the real movers behind getting the stadium built in the first place.
How long was the stadium built prior to professional football coming in?
The stadium opened up in 1967, and I think the Bucs came in 76?
76.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before that, it was University of Tampa. Had all their games there.
They had football then.
They had great football.
Did they?
Were
they D2? 1A? Do you remember what they were?
Whatever.
Because they're superb in baseball.
Category was back then. They were, and they were top of their game in terms of their category.
That probably was Division II because that's where they are in the baseball
world
as well.
John Matuszak. I mean, it was the graduate of the University of Tampa.
Yeah, of course, Brandy knows John Matuszak back in the day.
Freddie Solomon.
Freddie Solomon was
University of Tampa.
Really, that's great history.
Oh yeah,
and he said that I certainly had to bring up the George and Leonard Levy.
Yeah, Levy brothers.
How important they've been in your world?
they are the reason the sports club is here. They are the reason so many positive things happened in Tampa regarding sports. They're both Gator fans, but they have been loyal to whatever was happening in Tampa that had to do with sports. And this club is really a reflection of them. George passed away a few years ago. Leonard is still very much with us. Great guy.
You're listening to St. Pete Sports Connection right here on RadioSt.Pete.com, StPeteSportsConnection.com. We're streaming live. Nice conversation with Mark Donahue at the Tampa Sports Club. He's a bevy of history and knowledge from what's taking place. You say 89 Major League Baseball players?
89 Major League
Baseball.
What
a number.
Yep.
When you come from a state like Iowa, we probably have had in the state three dozen, and that's impressive, but we're talking about one city.
One city.
Well,
Hillsborough County, actually.
Hillsborough County.
Yeah, Hillsborough County.
Well, it doesn't matter. Still very, very impressive.
It is impressive.
Brandy Winans alongside of us. We're going to start a new, we talked about this the other day, we're going to start a new segment, Winans with Winans.
So people can
call in and complain about sports. Well, we'll never do that, the negative portion of it.
I should have brought my cards with me. I have a special card if somebody is whining.
Whining?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll have some cards made up for her, Winans with Winans. No, we'll just have people email her. Or get her a Twitter account. Send your Winans to Winans. There we
Why
go.
Not?
All right, so you've been blessed to be in the middle of this all these years. Do you have one? And I mean, it's difficult. I know when you get involved in the sports world, even in my little world, it's been tough to pinpoint one really special event. But let's just go with two. Is there two that really made an impact on you?
Well, I would have to say I'm a kind of a baseball holic. Game 162. Was big, and taking my son, who was then, I think, a freshman in college, to the Rays World Series game in 08.
I bet that was special.
It was very special. So, and we also parked cars in my office down the street, made a lot of money ahead of time. But that's a sidebar. We gave it to charity. That's not true.
You're in this neighborhood?
My office is down the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I go to 30 Rays games a year.
I applaud your entrepreneurialism. Now, you're not $30 like Ferg, though.
No.
That's today's special. But this isn't a slight against the ownership of the Rays, but I just found this out today. So they did the $10 tickets, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what parking went up? $10. I'm not kidding you. So that's a good business, man.
I suppose.
You're going to slide it across somewhere. Anyway, we won't digress into my opinion on that. Now, you went to what, Jesuit?
Jesuit High School.
Well, I went to a Catholic school up north, but Jesuit is a athlete factory.
It is. It was not when I was there.
Wasn't it?
Excuse me. We had a few athletes, and I'll let you imagine. Richard Gunsmark was a great athlete at Jesuit. But we had good teams, but at that time we were a really small school playing all the big public schools. Now, we're a much bigger school.
Pounding the public schools.
Pounding the big public. We beat Hillsborough the other day. We never played Hillsborough. Well, in my time of paying attention, you know.
Have you met Chris Griffin? Do you know Chris?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, Chris went to Hillsborough High. Those guys are having a blast this weekend. You know what they're doing up there at Florida State? And I applaud Norvell for doing this. It's their 50th anniversary of when they were playing.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have success.
No.
They had a heck of a lot of NFL guys on that team.
Right.
It's just, you know, and they tell the story better than I can even regurgitate it, so I won't go there. But Norvell's realizing this program is in trouble as far as the tradition and getting back to where it was. Well, programs rich in tradition have success.
Yes.
So you reach back.
Most definitely.
And the last two coaching regimes didn't really do that as they should have. You should reach out to these guys, and I don't care if it's Cameron Wembley's era. Every generation that's still avid fans because they played there, and it's blood, sweat, and years for those guys.
Yes, most definitely.
So they're having the 50th. These guys were up there last night, and a bunch of old guys like me, and they're all reminiscing, having the time of their life. But he brought the team in, and then they interact with the team.
Oh, how nice.
These guys ask questions. They get to know them. They don't have any idea that JT Thomas had four Super Bowl rings with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know, it's obviously displayed up there at FSU. But sitting there talking to a four-time Super Bowl, multiple All-Pro, that's just one example.
Right.
That gets the kids. You know, it doesn't initially, but all of a sudden you start bringing that tradition back into it. And I commend Coach Norvell. Now we just hope they can get a win over Louisville tonight.
Yeah, Louisville's not easy, is it?
They're not soft, but they're not where they've been in the past. Okay. You know, when they had Lamar Hunt, but they you know, it's still solid. And FSU has looked a little shaky when they had the Irish on the ropes. I actually thought, you know, Norvell seems like a great guy. He needs this win worse than Notre Dame was. But I was surrounded by 2,000 Seminoles that would have crushed me anyway. But when they didn't quit against the Irish, I thought, this is the guy. And then they had two back-to-back stinkers, you know.
It's been
unbelievable. And I fell for Norvell.
Well, our son went to Notre Dame, and I basically became a Notre Dame fan because he went there, and I paid $4.7 million for the tuition. And I feel like
that's a paltry sum compared to what you pay now. But I knew there was something about you I liked. Well, you went to a Catholic school,
right?
I went to Catholic school, and then now you brought your Notre Dame affiliation. Anytime you want on the show up unannounced. Just walk up the street from your office.
I'll do it.
Come with that pile of cash for parking and. All right. I'll throw the mic to you for a couple of questions, dear.
Well, Mark, you know, the things that you guys have done at the Tampa Club, you know, it was such a blessing. Tell everybody how we ended up at the Tampa Club.
We met, I believe, at a reunion for the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Isn't that what it
yep.
was?
Yep. Yep, exactly.
And,
but
you know, was it
the
Buccaneers and the Bandits? Was it a joint thing? The reunion? Was it?
The reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a reunion.
Yeah.
It was a reunion. And, you know, I started, Barry'd always talked about the Sports Club of Tampa Bay, and, you know, yeah. And then I went to the dinner.
Oh yeah,
and just got hooked on it because I saw how many years this organization had been in existence and the benefits that they were doing with the Boys and Girls Club, with helping to raise funds, with their Hall of Fame program that they. I mean, these guys have inducted. You know, I remember when I was working one night with Gruden and that group. I mean, and. With the Florida Sports Hall of Fame and joining with the Sports Club of Tampa Bay. I mean, between those two organizations, they have – I don't know if there's anybody left.
Well, we're working on it. We still this June, we're going to induct Brad Johnson of the Bucks, Coach Monty Kiffin of the Bucks, and Darren Poopa of the Lightning in the pro section.
It's going to be quite a lineup.
It's going to be
quite
a great night.
A lineup. Yeah. I mean, the guys and – you know, the Pepin organization, they always do such a great job.
They do. My classmate.
Yeah.
Tom Pepin.
Yeah, they do.
Jesuit.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're looking at sports right now, I haven't seen a big difference since, you know, some of the COVID restrictions were lifted. And I know in some other states it's not, you know, it hasn't been lifted as well as it has been here.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing now that we're able to get into the stands and the stadiums and Tropicana Field here, the
sure.
Rays are having a game later today. It's just amazing to me that, you know, we're all starting to come back together as a group of sports enthusiasts,
sports
as
community.
Part of our nation. Because when you think about our nation, I mean, sports is at the top of the list.
Absolutely. It's the great leveler. I mean... medical doctor, janitor, everybody in between. They can root for the same sports team and be sitting right next to each other and loving doing it.
Yeah, and we've just been so blessed here in this state as well as other states. You know, you don't want to wish anybody ill will with COVID, but it is nice to be able to have the sports arena back.
Most definitely.
Thank you, Brandy. And I know a lot of the audience is saying, why would he take the mic from her? Well, we're going to have multiple mics so she gets her airtime because she's better than I anyway. And she just doesn't dress as snappy as me. I don't have holes in my shorts this morning or this afternoon. But we're having a nice conversation with Mark Donahue and talking about the incredible depth of athletes. And here we are in Champa Bay now, and you've really got to be reveling in it.
Oh, yeah.
But let's talk about Jesuit.
Yes.
How proud were you of Pete Alonso when at the home run derby in Colorado during the All-Star game?
Very proud. I must say that he left Jesuit and
went to Plant.
Yeah.
I never bring that up.
Well, but anybody from Tampa, I'm so proud. I mean, I was never a Yankees fan, but Tino Martinez, I always rooted for him. You know, Fred, even before he got
class act.
Oh, my gosh, what a class act. Fred, the same way, Fred McGriff. So anybody from Tampa, we always root for them.
Can I share a quick story about Fred McGriff?
Yeah.
This is humorous. Okay, so Fred McGriff played for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, as we're well aware of. So remember when they had their spring training down here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came from Iowa and brought my two sons, and I had just started my company, but I've been with the Cubs organization. So I took them down there, and that's when they had Canseco was on that team, Fred McGriff, they're loaded.
Vinny Castillo.
Michael, my oldest, he's just a hound for autographs. And he had carte blanche pretty much because the old man was still in Philly with baseball. So he gets down there to get the ball signed. Benny, he's burnt to death, my youngest son, and he's fried up in the stands. Michael's down there, and I understand how these guys look at it, but 12 kids are there handing balls, you know, and Michael is the last kid, and he looks around and walks away. He doesn't sign his ball. Fast forward to 2003. We got the same gang at Wrigley Field. He's playing for us now, for the Cubs.
Correct.
Yeah. And we're playing. It was Bonds against Sosa. Classic afternoon game when they're having that home run race. Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Cubs down by three. McGriff gets up, hits a grand slam.
Wow.
We're going nuts. My wife, my kid, my daughter's even jumping up and down. She doesn't know why. I look over. Michael is planted on his seat. I go, "What's wrong, buddy?" He goes, "I'll never, ever cheer for him." Remember when he dogged me on that autograph, Dad? I said, "Geez, son, don't be a hard-headed German like your old man." I said, "Our Cubbies just won," and he never forgot. And Fred McGriff is a great guy. I have talked to him on four occasions. I reminded him of that. I said, "Hey, watch it. You'll find one little German-Irishman sometime. He's going to come up to you when he's about 40 and chastise you." So he's being inducted. I mean,
oh no, Fred has been in the Hall.
Oh, he's been quite
forever.
Some time.
Yeah, and so has Tino, and of course Lou, and a whole. Well, in fact, the baseball guys that are already in are Al Lopez, Lou Piniella, Steve Garvey, George Steinbrenner, Wade Boggs, Tony La Russa, Dave Magadan, Mike Heath was actually my teammate in Legion Ball, Tino Martinez, Fred, Luis Gonzalez, Don Zimmer, and Joe Madden.
Zimmer, he lived over in Treasure Island, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I get my haircut from a guy over there named Tuck, who's 94 years old. Got a little trim yesterday, not like I need it. Anyway, Tuck and Zimmer were buddies, and every time I go to get my haircut, Tuck has to tell me the same. It's over in Treasure Island, the barbershop. He tells me the same story, but I act like I just heard it for the first time. But while we're talking inductions, mm-hmm. I want to make sure I do this. Our good friend Barry Smith in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame on November 10th, down at Doral in Miami, they're going to have their 2020
wow.
and 2021 because obviously the COVID. But they've got Al Leiter, Robert Lugano, Dwight Stevenson, Ed Reed, one of the greatest defensive backs ever played the game, Alonzo Mourning, Bill Diaz, and that's their Hall of Fame inductions.
Awesome.
And all those people will be down there. They always make certain that they can get them to come to Florida instead of doing it, you know, Barry saying he's going to take the award.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you do the same thing.
We do the same.
That's why you modify when you can and can't have them receive the award, which makes a lot of sense.
Most definitely.
All right, my friend. Anything else you want to promote? What's the website, by the way? Let's throw the website out there.
The website is tampasportsclub.org.
Tampasportsclub.org. I will actually... We're going to go through some modifications on our website in the next 30, 45 days. upgraded considerably. We'll make sure we have a nice link.
That would be
and
fantastic.
She'll keep me holes in the pants.
Thank you, Brandy.
Holes in the pants here will make sure I stay on top of my game. Well, I don't know if I have a top of a game, but she'll try to see that I overachieve.
There you
go. And retain things that I should. But, yeah, I look forward to someday you just meet me up here. We'll have lunch and swap stories.
That would be great. Thank you for having me on.
We'll talk.
Appreciate talking sports club.
We'll talk growing up Catholic, Notre Dame, all the great topics. And the charities that give people clothing that doesn't have holes. Maybe we better find some kind of a...
Salvation Army would not accept Brandy's clothes.
They wouldn't.
You know they are a 501c3.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming down today.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Brandy. And thank you, Barry.
Well, Barry's probably got a few adult beverages in him already. That's just a wild,
hey,
wild guess.
Give my regards to Gail. I will be missing. I'll be missing that lunch, but I'll be back after that. Not me, the dinner.
All right, dear. We're going to have Matt Laporta here in about 5 minutes. He's a former Gator, SEC Player of the Year, and this is baseball, in 05 and 07. Made it to Omaha on several occasions, the College World Series, and he was the number 7 pick of the Brewers that year, and he pitched in the Beijing Olympics in 2008 was Beijing, yeah, and that, no, 2012. And he also has a golf tournament fundraiser coming up.
But when's that coming up? Any idea?
In November. He'll promote it for us. But and then, as I said, he's going to drive up to the Florida-Tennessee game. So I applaud him for getting here. A couple of things of note. First of all, I mentioned earlier, Toby Hall, your friend as well, has an event, Ruse and Rays. Ruse and Rays. I'll Google search that here in a minute. And we'll have one of those guys stop in and give us a little preview. Let's thank our printer who gave us a nice sign here and does all of our cards. That's Ace High Printing. And Rick Herbert, just a great young man. He's the official printer of the St. Pete Sports Connection, RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM. Is that a Notre Dame update?
Well, Georgia was beating Vanderbilt like 35 to zip.
That's not an accomplishment. Notre Dame, Wisconsin is the score I need.
That's the score you need. I'm looking for it.
Well, there's an update from another one of my Irish brethren. 3-0 Badgers. And Ryder Cup update. It looks like the U.S. will go into Sunday with about a 6-point lead, which is unheard of. Europe has won 4 out of the last 5.
Yep.
And if you've won the year before, you only have to get 14 points. So the European team only needs 14. We need 14.5 for the U.S., but it's been 46 years since we had a lead like we did after day one yesterday when we were ahead 6-2. I've been on that course several times up in Wisconsin.
Oh, geez.
Have you seen any of the footage of it? It's on Lake Michigan. It's like Goat Hill. It's brutal to walk. It's away from everything. It's amazing they put this track where they did in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's almost 2 hours from Milwaukee. Everybody has to stay hours away from the area. There's not enough accommodations, but it's a phenomenal, phenomenal track. And like I said, there's not a lot of great games going on today, so I'm encouraging listeners to turn on NBC, watch a little Ryder Cup, or tomorrow, along with their NFL.
All of our NFL good stuff tomorrow with the Bucks at the Rams. So I got to figure out who my Raiders. I haven't seen who my Raiders are playing tomorrow.
Your Raiders tomorrow are playing the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, that's right. They're playing the Dolphins tomorrow.
Hey, you have a chance to go 3-0.
I know. Hey, I'm excited for them. We just got to keep, like our Bucks, we got to keep our guys healthy. You know, it doesn't matter what team if I'm watching, you know, with my husband being a former player.
There's my buddies from End Zone. Welcome back to Fergs. Good to see you.
Hey, guys.
It's always hard to watch injuries, and you just pray that, you know, they can bounce back quicker than some of them do. So it's always good. But I was at a speaking of injuries, I was at a symposium yesterday. I'm going back to finish the third day tomorrow.
Us Iowans, could you talk in simpler terms? Symposium?
Symposium, yes. Okay. It's like a summit. It's like a summit.
I get together. Is that a get together of folks?
It was a symposium put on by actually Dr. Dan Pierce here. He is a cranial chiropractor and has a foundation that he's founded called Epic. And one of our other former NFL alumni players was also a guest speaker because Mr. Earl Christie, who played in Super Bowl III with the Jets.
Willie Namath, I think one of the greatest upsets, 16-7, over the Johnny Unitas. You can tell your age when I can remember all these names. Earl Morrill led Baltimore Colts. John Mackey. Oh, yeah.
Well, Earl did a great job yesterday.
I'd love to meet him.
I got a little bit. Well, we're going to have Earl on. Earl's going to be coming on the show. We'll see if we can get Dr. Dan Pierce on the show. To talk about some of the things that he is doing now with a new patent that he has on cranial chiropractic. I didn't even realize there was cranial chiropractic. But
you crack your head?
No.
chiropractic.
I've had sacral cranial therapy before. Maybe that's what happened to me. So I'm wearing holy jeans.
Well, what happened to me?
Anyway, it was quite a fascinating scenario yesterday. We had people from all over the world flying in to be at this symposium. So it'll be more interesting to find out a little bit later.
Oh, yeah? No, a little bit later.
A little bit later, we'll talk and finalize that story.
Okay, now let me ask you this. So that they don't crack that. How can a chiropractor be in the skull world?
The chiropractic that he does is no longer any. No, that's the beauty of this type of chiropractic. They don't crack like that anymore. They use what they call activators. And the activators can fine-tune everything. The new MRIs that they do and the way that they...
Shock you?
No, an activator that has different levels of shock. Okay, let's just say it's like a different level of shock. So,
okay, well,
yeah,
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about a chiropractor that's messing with my brain. But I do want to have a conversation with this young man, Matt LaPorta, Brandy Winans.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Matt, we're taking up a fund. She's my partner here on the radio and several things. We're taking up a fund to get her some jeans that don't have holes in them.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean... Well, those might have been half off, so we can get her some
okay,
other ones.
Okay, all right. I understand. She's very frugal.
I'm extremely frugal. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Well, we all.
Well, he's Matt LaPorta. He's kind enough to, and I'm shocked and very pleased that you're taking the time before you go up and watch your beloved Gators. Take care of business against the Tennessee Volunteers, will you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Big Ten guy. I'm an Iowa guy.
Okay.
But one team that I've never, and I used to go to Knoxville because of my sister, I just never cared for the Tennessee Volunteers, and I've been in that 106,000 stadium before, but hopefully you guys take care of business.
Yeah, I agree. I think today, you know, they played great last week against Bama, and so I think today will be a good game for them, and we'll see.
You guys played fabulous last week.
Yeah.
Now being an Iowan, I never had any, you know, affection for the SEC, obviously, but now I'm moving down here, and Mark and I got a lot of friends in the area and started this little company, so I am pulling for a lot of these Florida teams when they're playing outside their state. But I was a Gator through and through last week, and I think a lot of America was,
yeah,
to see Bama go down. And when it started out, I was down here, and people were going nuts, and I'm thinking, man, here we go. Alabama is just – it's them and the rest of the world. And then you guys fought back. I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah. You know, Nick Saban has done a great job at Alabama, and – you do want somebody to knock them off, but you also got to tip your hat to somebody that has had a program that they've had that much success. Yeah, for that long. I think it's – being an athlete, I think that's truly incredible to see something like that. So, but I wish we could have beat them.
Well, let's talk about you. That's why I have you on the show. Matt LaPorta, of course, our good friend Barry Smith. He's up celebrating 50 years being a Seminole with his buddies this weekend. Imagine, I'd like to be up there, mouse in the corner, as they say. Yeah, I'd like to be up there, but those guys are having a great time, and he was kind enough to introduce us. So let's talk a little bit about your background. Where'd you go to high school at?
So I'm from Port Charlotte. I went to Charlotte High School.
Okay.
You know, down where the Rays spring training is. Exactly. I grew up, I don't know, 5 minutes from there. I'd ride my bike all the time. You know, the Rangers were there at that time, but I'd ride my bike there all the time.
So you grew up with baseball there,
oh,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you stayed in state. You had a superb career at Florida, the Gators. You were the SEC Player of the Year, 2005-2007.
Yep.
Did you make it? I'm from 90 miles from Omaha. Did you make a couple trips to Omaha, Nebraska?
We did. We went in 2005. We went to Omaha. It was an unbelievable experience. The fans, it was just incredible. I was so fortunate that we got to do that, and we had a good time. We didn't win. We lost in the championship round against Texas, but at least, you know, we got there.
Well, and those days, if you lived in the area, it lasted a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't have regionals, did they? Did they have regionals?
Yeah, we had regionals.
Right before that's when they didn't have regionals, and everybody camped out there for, you know, weeks at a time for the elimination process at the old Rosenblatt. Do you play at Rosenblatt?
I played at Rosenblatt,
Now, that shows your age because I love old parks.
Yeah.
But it was a lot cooler. And the new one they have, I've been there probably a half dozen times downtown.
Yep.
And that's a great venue. But Rosenblatt just was, you know, like Wrigley almost.
Yeah.
For college baseball.
Yeah, had a little more nostalgia to it. It was definitely a great park to hit in, too.
All right. Well, we're joining our three-county reach now on our stations, and I'm going to do a real plug. So you're being heard actually in three counties now. Isn't that
impressive? There you go. Awesome.
And we're streaming you worldwide. That's how important it was to have you on today. Anyway, WTAN AM 1340, 106.1 FM, WZHR AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and WCF AM 1350 and 102.3 FM, reaching the Tri-County area and our St. Pete Sports Connection radio network. And I want to welcome all of our listeners. And what a great way to start it out with one of Florida's own. And he also represented, Matt LaPorta, he also represented the U.S. In the Olympics. How cool was that?
That was
a highlight in your life?
It really was. It really was a highlight to be able to represent the USA and play baseball. And it was it truly was an incredible experience. It's just to see all the other talented athletes across the world and be in the village and everything with them and seeing all these great I remember eating Fruit Loops, me and Rafael Nadal eating Fruit Loops across from each other.
How cool is that?
It was unbelievable.
Did she share?
What's that?
Share?
No, yeah, we sharing of the Fruit Loops, but, you know, had some good stories.
It's an American product.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going crazy over it.
Yeah, it was good.
What was your best man? I read some things that we won't go into about the Chinese team, unless you want to talk about that, but
yeah,
that was kind of an interesting interaction. Share that story.
Yeah, so, you know, baseball in China is fairly new. And they're still trying to understand the game. And, I mean, they've had some great coaches, great talent that's come over there and showed them how to play. And so their catchers, you know, were blocking the plate at this time, right? And so when we had a base hit up the middle, I think it was Nate Sherholtz hit a base hit up the middle, and I was coming around second to score, and I had nowhere to go. The catcher was all over the plate.
Is it like Bill Freehand against Pete Rose back in the day? Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that kind of block?
Yeah, that kind of block. So I hit him. I basically ran him over, and then unfortunately he got injured from it. And they had to take him out of the game. And so my next at bat, I was actually had two strikes on me, but the guy was throwing 95 or so. And so I'm 0-2, and he kind of tried to do a little high and tight, and he got a little too tight, and I tried to get out of the way, and the ball hit me in the back of the head. And,
oh, my.
Know, just right underneath the helmet, you know, when you bend over, and kind of knocked me out there for a second. And
there's enough tension between our two countries as it is.
Yeah. So it was it was interesting there for that day.
Did the benches clear?
I think they got pretty close. I think they did clear, but I don't think nothing ever happened.
Yeah, I read that. What was a more positive thing than getting whacked in the back of the head than that?
Well, I just the overall experience, and yeah. then you know we
what
you know,
medal did you guys get?
We got bronze. Yep.
Who beat you? That tells people that, and even this year, you know, people don't realize that baseball has become a very global game.
Absolutely, and so you know we Korea got gold that year, and so a lot of the Korean team had been playing together for years.
That's right? The thing that hurts us.
You know, we were a bunch of mostly minor league guys with the hopes of getting to the big leagues, you know, that near. You know, so we weren't as seasoned as some of these other players. And then Cuba got silver. And Cuba's been playing travel with their guys for years. So it was just a different, you know, experience. But it was great. I'm glad we got bronze. I mean, you know, it was good.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you were the number seven pick of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep.
And let's talk about your professional career a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I was grateful to be picked by the Brewers. You know, I went back for my senior year, which is, you know, not a lot of people do, and they think that you're crazy if you do. And
I applaud you.
Well, thank you. You know, and I had a rough junior year, and so I didn't get picked as high as I thought I should have or wanted to. So I went back for my senior year. And I had an unbelievable year. You know, I graduated. I broke the home run record at UF, seventh overall pick. And it was funny. I remember I was with my friend and roommate. My friend Brian, his family owns International Diamond Center. And we were at this diamond event in Vegas. And my agent calls and goes, "Hey, the Brewers want you to do a workout in Tampa." And I'm like, "Man, I just left Tampa 3 days ago to go on vacation.
I'm here having fun."
Yeah, and he's like, "I think you should come down. They want to see if you can play left field." Now, I caught in high school, and I played first in college.
So, now they want you to go the outfield?
Yeah. So they wanted to see if I could play left field. I was like, you know, I've done a ton of these. It's never really panned out. They're like, "I think you should come back." I said, "Okay." So I fly back down, have a great workout in left field, and then I fly back out with my buddy Brian, and we watched the draft, and they were like, "Hey, the Brewers are probably going to take you." So we watched the draft, and it was very just nonchalant. Like for us, we were having.
Minor league baseball teams went the way of the dodo bird just recently.
Yeah,
and that's sad. And I think that will force more of these kids to stay in college for 4 years, get their degree, build their name, image, and likeness, if you will.
Yeah.
And what's your opinion on that?
I think kids should go back to college. I mean. Get your degree. Again, depending on where you're picked and how much money they're giving you, but I think it's well worth it.
Well, he's Matt LaPorta, and I think it's definitely well worth it. Share some of your professional experiences and some of more memorable when you were in the bigs.
Yeah, I mean, well, when I was in the bigs, obviously my first hit, which was a home run. We were playing
your first hit was a home run?
Yeah.
We were playing
the Blue Jays. In Toronto, and that was really cool. But probably the unique part of – so I got called up, and we were playing the Tigers actually at that time when I first got called up. My first game in the big leagues, I had to face Verlander.
Oh, my word.
So it was, you know, that was a very unique experience. I mean, I can remember I had one at bat. I think bases were loaded. And, you know, we get to a full count. And then he just starts pumping these fastballs. 96, fouled it off. 98, fouled it off. 101, fouling it off. I'm like, dear God, how much harder can this guy throw? And then he just, you know, breaks me off with a breaking ball and just freezes me. And, you know, you just walk back to the dugout. And you're like, come on.
You're not the first guy. Though.
Yeah, I know. I was.
And many more since then.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good pitcher.
How old has he got to be now?
He's got to be.
Mid-30s?
Nah, he's probably like, he's a little older than me. He's probably about 38, maybe.
And still so impressive.
Oh, I know. It's incredible. It's incredible.
He reminds me of Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at his age, still throwing that kind of heat.
Yeah, he is the kind of guy that as the game progresses, he starts throwing harder and harder. It's crazy.
Well, let me ask you about that as a former big leaguer and a tremendous collegiate athlete. The limiting the number of pitch counts, today's world, you know, you talked a lot of old school guys. I was with Mickey Lolich last year, former two-time Cy Young Award winner, and those guys just laugh at this pitch count. But, you know, these bodies are almost machines anymore that these guys develop, and the injuries are more prone, it appears to be. But what's your opinion, young man?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily like it that a guy only goes five innings, your starter, six innings, and then he's out. I'd like to see them go a little longer. It slows the game down because you're bringing new pitchers in a lot. You know, but from the pitcher's perspective, they probably love it because, hey, man, I can go make $20 million and throw five innings, and I'm good.
And so your longevity in the bigs lasts longer,
yeah,
too.
Probably not. What's that about?
In your longevity in the bigs, obviously, with the ability to make that kind of money, sustains itself because you don't have such wear and tear on your body.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you're not pitching as many innings, but I do feel that the pitchers now, when they go out, it's all out, right? Question. You know, Kevin Cash is a friend of mine, and the Rays, they've done a tremendous job, and they play very well. You know, happy to be a Rays fan down here in Florida. You know, the Rays, what they did, they stuck with their game plan that has worked for them, you know, all season. And so on that side.
Know they're going to be gone within 2 to 3 years, and as from a fan's perspective, it's not a fun. But then you look at the wins and losses; they're going to win the East this weekend.
Yeah.
So it's a catch-22, actually.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with the JP together, and just done a. You know, it's been great to watch.
Your relationship with the Rays and Kevin Cash. He's a local kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they did that movie Moneyball.
Yep.
I think they should write a book about this management style, the concept, and everything it's brought to the Rays fan base and all these young kids that they keep bringing up and back and forth. That's also positive, too, because they get a little cup of coffee, then they send them back down.
Yeah,
and then they bring them up the next day, maybe.
Yeah, you never know. I think what they've found a way to win and prove to people how to win without large salaries and, you know, their spending caps. Yeah, I think at some point maybe they may write a book or a movie about them just because of the, you know, the journey they've had.
How's JP Peterson doing? He is one of the greats in this area. All the years I've been in broadcasting, I'm just a hack that converted to talking on the radio. So I love listening to him because he's such a professional, and he's been doing it for, you know, all these years. Being from Florida, I like to listen to his show and steal ideas.
Yeah.
But just an incredible broadcaster. Tell him I've never met him. Want to meet him, and he does a superb job.
All right, I'll let him know. Maybe he can come out to the golf tournament, and you guys.
That's what we need
up.
To segue to. Let's talk about the golf tournament.
All right. Yeah. So really, a couple years ago, I wanted to have a, you know, Florida versus Florida State. Me being, you know, going to the University of Florida, and I got a lot of Florida State friends that you know, we always banter back and forth about the big game.
Barry Smith.
You know, Barry Smith is one of them. You know, Drew Weatherford, you know, Casey Weld and these guys. And so with COVID last year, we couldn't do it. But this year I finally was like, all right, let's host this. And then, you know, knowing Barry Smith has done something similar to this in the past, you know, I was like, yeah, I was like, let's piggyback off that. And so Barry Smith and I have he's been helping me out with all of this. And so the golf tournament really is just to help support the school's boosters. So a third of the money raised is going to go to FSU's boosters. A third is going to go to Oak. We've got Danny Werfel committed a couple of days ago. Chris DeMarco, Mike Pearson.
Will they be able to play like we do with our celebrity football or other golf tournaments? We'll bring out a celebrity ambassador to play with each team.
Yep, that's the objective, is to have every team have a celebrity ambassador with them. And so depending on your sponsorship level depends on, you know, whether or not you get Danny Werfel or Chris DeMarco.
Are you guys going to auction them off the night before?
No, we're not doing that. I know everybody's time, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to do a golf tournament that's been just a scaled down tournament. Par is your friend. There's no gimmicks on the course.
Just have fun.
Just have fun, you know, with good people and a lot of competition.
Great cause.
Yeah. You know, we all love the schools, so yeah. We thought it'd be good.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Can people participate? How do they find you?
Absolutely.
What's the deadline?
Yeah, so we'd like to have the deadline, all the money, and the teams in by October 22nd. People can find more information at 14-sticks.com. And that's just kind of outlines all the golf stuff. That they can find that.
We'll get that posted on our website, too. I've got all that information.
Okay.
And as I tell everybody, Brandy will hold my feet to the fire to get that done.
Perfect. Yeah, we'd love that. And yeah, we'd love to get everybody signed up. And, you know, it's starting to really gain some traction with a lot of people. And so it's going to be great. You know, we got to get more Florida State guys involved there. I'm hopeful, again, Casey Weldon will be there, trying to get Derek Brooks, Charlie Ward.
I like the fact you got Chris DeMarco.
Yeah.
I was one of my favorites. I mean, and you know, he's playing the Champions Tour now.
Yeah.
But some of those epic battles, nobody ever expected him taking on Tiger Woods. You were probably too young to remember those.
Yeah.
But those were great battles. And DeMarco, he just always a personality on the course, I'll say that.
Yeah, he's great. He said, "Hey, I've got a window between my next championship or Champions Tour weekend or whatever, I'd love to come down and help support you and do whatever I can." So,
you know, I'm impressed with how many athletes this great state of Florida puts out there. But let's look at the Ryder Cup this weekend. You got Brooks Koepka,
yeah,
and Daniel Berger, both FSU graduates and buddies. There's four Floridians playing in the Ryder Cup.
Wow.
This weekend. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And those are two guys that I've got some people trying to get those guys there. To the golf tournament, if they can find time to play on that Monday.
Now, that would be huge. And then the stakes to participate as an FSU, because they're going to win the Ryder Cup, FSU fan will go up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think deservedly so.
So we're trying to get some of those guys there. I don't have as many connections with them as I do Gator people, but.
Well, Barry's probably going to work it for you.
Yeah, Barry's helping out as well, yep.
Call in some favors.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I know you came down early, so you could probably get out of here early. I appreciate you coming down. How long I'm from Iowa. I haven't driven north very often. How long a drive is it?
It's only about a 40-minute drive. It's not bad. We live right off of 275, so.
Get them courtside seats. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Was the University of Iowa against Indiana. Great game.
Oh, yeah.
My son Benjamin is 6 years old, and I got him right behind the Iowa bench, basketball. And the other boys, they're 4 years older, and they're basketball nuts. They're 12 years old. They're just raving. They can hear Coach Tom Davis in the huddle. Benny looks over, and he goes, "These ain't the best seats. I can't see anything." You know what? You're right, pal.
Yeah.
I told him to stand the whole time. But it doesn't matter how big you are. Sometimes on the sidelines, that is not a good advantage.
Yeah.
It's a good experience once or twice. But you're right. From a viewing perspective, it's not that great.
Yeah, it's a fun experience, but it's tough to see sometimes.
All right, man. Well, we'll be in contact. Might just call you and throw you on the air a couple more times to promote your golf tournament, too.
I'd love that. I'd welcome that. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, here's one of my cards. And
perfect.
Go Gators.
Go
Can't
Gators.
Believe I'm saying that 2 weeks in a row. Hey, did you happen to see what I had? I didn't do this intentionally because you were here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was at that game.
Okay.
And the Hawks prevailed. And my old man, that was the last game he got to see. Diehard Hawk fan.
Okay.
And I thought I'd got him great seats over there at the Outback.
Yeah.
I actually had contacted the Iowa team, and they said, "Well, we'll find you tickets." We were right in the middle. We had a wheelchair him out there, right in the middle of all these Florida Gators. And as they're leaving, Iowa had a big enough lead. He's clapping and he's smiling. He says, "If the good Lord took me right now, I couldn't be any happier watching these Gator fans leave early."
Wow.
And that was – I found that hat the other day, and I thought
– that's a great experience.
Yeah, it was a great experience and a great game.
That's
and
awesome.
Outback Bowl has always been a great
– I think, too, if I remember, Iowa has a tight end with the last name Laporta.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know what his first name is?
No, I don't.
Matt.
Is it?
I'm not kidding you.
I didn't know that. Somebody messaged me, "Hey, is that your cousin that plays for Iowa?" I said, I don't think so, but."
Well, they're a breeding ground of NFL tight ends. They've got seven right now in the NFL. That's kind of their lineman and tight end.
I didn't know that.
For the Hawkeyes.
How about that?
All right. Well, thank you, young man. Have safe travels.
All right, I will.
We'll be talking soon. Another time you come down, maybe we'll have a bite and a beverage with Barry.
There you go. That sounds great.
All right. He's Matt Laporta, and kind enough to come down and visit us here on the St. Pete Sports Connection. Sorry for our listening audience out there in our tri-state area. We had a little drop-off of the internet down here. We're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're back up and running for you. And looking forward to bringing this show each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 on the St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and our Tan Talk family of stations. So we're on 6 stations, as I talked about, and we're also on our streaming. And we're streaming live on stpsportsconnection.com and radiostpete.com. And if I looked like I was a little frazzled there for a minute asking those questions, I was trying to figure out what was going on. But everything is fine as wine right now, my dear. What a great young guy.
Oh, really, really great guy.
Your paths had not crossed before.
No, they hadn't. Uh-uh.
And what was the note that that Mark left me? Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I thought he passed it to you.
I didn't see it. Oh, baby, let's toast it up.
Hear us on the air, on Alexa, and on our Radio St. Pete mobile apps. We are WMTB LP St. Petersburg. Sunshine.
And professional sports and marketing, which obviously in today's world is what sports and television intertwine.
Yep.
And that's kind of what we're going to be doing with our video channel that we're going to launch upstairs. Here comes some Fighting Irish girls right there. See that?
Yep. So when is your game on today?
Iowa plays Colorado State at 3:30.
At 3:30.
Should be an easy win, but when you predict that, things go awry. My 82-year-old mom will have all of her Hawk gear on. Go Irish.
Go Irish.
My 82-year-old mother will have all of her gear on. She said, "I want to come down to Ferg's, the watch party, and watch the game." You can't. I said, there's a Rays game. It's crazy down here at Ferg's. If you haven't been to Ferg's in our new listening audience, there's our man. Oh, the Irish, 10, Wisconsin Badgers, 3. That makes me very happy. Thank you very much for that sports update. And the Ryder Cup we're leading as well, too. I'll go over that in a little bit. But so she said, "I'm going to take an Uber down here today." Ferg's is jam-packed, folks, on game day. So get ready for a lot of excitement.
Your mom's going to take an Uber?
She's not, trust
okay.
me.
Okay.
Because you've got four watch parties, Alabama, Auburn. Oh, that just makes me feel guilty. Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, and Iowa. You have Marlins and Rays. And then you have, as I said, Toby Hall, 200 of his closest friends, having a party here.
So they're still coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're still
coming.
Can
you imagine how jam-packed this place is going to be?
No.
I said, I don't want you. So next week, I'll bring her down here. She gets to participate in the Iowa Watch parties.
Well, you know, my cousin came down to try to cheer us on last Saturday, and he was here. I think he had half of a draft beer, and he went, this is so big and so loud, I have to get the heck out of here. You
he
know?
Probably didn't say heck out of here, but he had to get out of here. Okay, but if you like excitement and energy, this is the place to be.
It's a fun place. You know what? It's very uplifting, and Mark Ferguson and his staff are just unbelievable. They always do a great job here, and we love you, Ferg.
Hey, let's do a little plug for bath therapy. I want to mention
7 FM, where local music lives.
That I got involved to. It stands for Body Armor Transit Relief Method. I told you about it.
Yep.
I'm an avid fan, and he's offering an amazing special for new clients that includes 30-minute consultation, $119 value, with a 30-minute bat therapy session. That's $92. He's doing all this for $99. That's a 50% savings. Tell him Mike Rickard sent you from St. Pete Sports Connection. Terry will answer the call at 727-360-4300. That's Paradise Spa. It's right next to Foxy's, one of my favorite spots up there.
I love Foxy's.
You know the Foxy family. And right up there on 107th and Treasure Island, he'll evaluate your body armor, as he calls it, break down where the fluids transition and open up. And I tell you what, it's very, very interesting how the human body and the flow of your neurological issues, and I got a million of them.
Hey, there's nothing greater than just feeling so refreshed after a nice massage, a little cupping. You know, it just rejuvenates everything.
I've only had these bat therapy, and then I had one back in July in Colorado. Otherwise, I refused. I was not. Nobody's touching my body for various crazy reasons.
For goodness sakes.
I know. I'm a nut job.
After your massage, you can go down the street here on Central Avenue to 2130 to a place called I Am Fitness, 2130 Central Avenue. And my son, Travis Winans, a performance coach and certified personal trainer, will be able to give you a great assessment along with his partner, Jake Irwin, that owns I Am Fitness. So we're going to get you down there, Mike, when start to feel better.
These guys are the real deal. They're no nonsense. And I'm about ready to pull the trigger and go in for my weekly beating. I deserve it. But talk about guys that know what they're talking about. They're professionals, and they don't care if you're 65 or 26.
Or yeah.
Yeah, I mean, very
Travis
impressed.
Travis has worked with young athletes to help do strength training for them. He's certified in powerlifting. He's certified in nutrition. He's a NASM certified sports therapy. He and Jake are the real deal. And the beauty of all of it is that you can come in, get a personal assessment. It's not your typical gym.
Well, here's my next guest, Frank Maggio. And grab him for me, would you, dear? Hey, don't let him see the holes in the pants. I don't know what he would think. Yeah, that's Frank. Frank, meet Brandy. Come on over, my friend.
Hey, Frank.
Brandy Winans, of course.
Brandy Winans, how are you? Frank Maggio. Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little Super Squares. And as I mentioned, Brandy has joined the St. Pete Sports Connection. I'm very fortunate to have her. She's involved in NFL alumni, Tampa chapter, Florida Rising Stars, Florida Sports Hall of Fame. She's an accomplished author, two books, and she's been on the radio here on RadioSt.Pete.com. And now, as I mentioned, we are in our six-station reach, all of Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas County, and our two streaming platforms, RadioSt.Pete.com, StPeteSportsConnection.com. Very active day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. 6:10 first pitch, Marlins and Rays. We've got a watch party, if you will, before they go across with Toby Hall and his gang. It's Ruse and Rays, great fundraiser for cancer patients. And then all the college games are on down here. It doesn't matter what the respective game is. If you want to watch the game, come down here. We'll turn the channel, and you'll be able to sit around with some of your fellow fans. It doesn't matter if it's Wisconsin or Green Bay. And now let's go to Frank Maggio. He's kind enough to come join me. And I actually have been reaching out from time to time, but I heard your little promo on RadioSaintPete.com. I thought, I'm dropping the ball here. I got to get Frank back on, bring some wisdom to the airwaves. And now we're reaching three counties, so I'm glad I got you down here, my friend.
I'm so happy to be here, and I got to hand it to you. You've done a great job.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I've been supported by some great people. I bring the Brandies to the world. Ferg has introduced me to some great people, and we've made some aggressive strides in 10 and a half months. I'll say that.
Well, I want to hear about it. I mean, we're going to talk about sports marketing and apps, but you know, your ground grassroots radio, the way radio started, and you set your mind out to grow this thing, and you've done a great job.
I don't know if I had actually. I do believe that. It was divine intervention. I did pray a lot about what am I going to do?
No.
And I had done this successfully up north, but I wasn't even looking at this platform or this model. And then I started talking to some guys much wiser than me, and they said, you've already done this. We see value in what you did there. Let's just modify it, improve it with social media, 21st century additions. Bring in people that, you know, are embedded in the community, like the Brandies of the world and Barry Smith and people that you'll meet and probably have met. And then I owe it all to Mark Ferguson for introducing me to these people and introducing me to yourself. So been very blessed, and we're going to expand. We're going to have a St. Pete Sports Connection video channel, our studio. I'd even talked about your studio model to these. That off air.
Yep.
And we'll do a high school show. Thank you very much, Mark. We'll do a high school show. We'll do the golf show. We will do a Rays update. I got people lined up for this. Rays, Bucks, and Lightning. We've got a motorsports component. Everybody likes motorsports.
Yep.
Burning Rubber Radio, they have a NASCAR affiliation. We're going to do a show with Tampa Downs and then bring the gambling element into it. So it'll be, and you'll like this, it's your background. These guys have put it together from Orlando called Hoovy. Hoovy stands for fun and finish. And that's basically what we're going to do. Sports, entertainment, you know, it all comes together. I think somebody's already done that, didn't they? Entertainment, sports, programming network. We're just going to keep ours in the three-county region for now. And that's pretty much given.
Grocery store, and I came across a scratch-off game having to do with my favorite sport, football. Monday Night Football, actually. This was over 35 years ago, and I just had a hunch that I could win on this scratch game. So I took about 17 little cards home and played every week. It was every week you had to scratch off and guess what team was going to score X number of touchdowns, and I saw a pattern. And I was able to figure out a way to win $5,000 on every single game piece I got my hands on. And
this is a great story.
And I just left Atlanta. I was just left Emory with a fraternity. So I just got a bunch of my fraternity brothers together and said, hey, I got these game cards. Find some more and let's... later, it settled on confidential terms, and I retired to Florida at the age of 25, and never lost the dream of winning and letting other people feel that sensation, because it was awesome. I mean, I gotta tell you something, winning millions of dollars, there's not much that competes to that feeling, right? And I thought, I shouldn't be the only one that feels this, so The other thing that came across it was branded. It was like a contest sponsored by brands, and I thought, you know, it was still a, you know, it was like a label, like brought to you by, but it really wasn't about them. And I thought, you know, if I could find a way to make brands in the game, find a way for brands to be in the game, not just around the game. Like I'm watching this football game over here, and you'll see a Budweiser sign. Right. Even around here, all these brands that are around, they're around the game, but they're not in the game. So right. I thought, how can I put a brand in the game? So what I've done is I've created this game called Super Squares, which takes Super Bowl squares, which everybody knows. Right. It takes a quiz show. You have to answer questions during a football game about the game, but also about the brands. And we put the ads in the app, and they're viewed in a gamified way. People watch the commercials, and they're paying full attention. They're not skipping the ads. They don't want to. They want to watch the ad. They want to understand it. And if they rate it, like during the Super Bowl, you rate the commercials, right? We do this every game. You tell, do you like the ad or not? And then you answer a question about the brand. And if you get it right, you get more points. So it's a and there's prediction. So it's a predict. We call it a score matching quiz show. And you play before and during the football game. And it's called Super Squares. And we tested it right here at Ferg's.
Super Bowl Sunday,
Super
wasn't
Bowl
it?
Super Bowl Sunday. Well, 2 years, 3 years ago, right? 2018, we actually tested it here. And we had like 800 people playing at this restaurant. It was awesome.
Oh my God.
And that's when we knew we had a winner. So we went underground for a couple years, and we built out all the code. We put it on the Google Cloud platform. And we're right now scaling to like, we have to be ready for 3 million players come Super Bowl Sunday. So nobody's ever done what we've done. So we're kind of low-keying it.
Wow.
We got about, and I want to tell you this. We got about, I don't know how much time you got.
We got 20 minutes.
Okay, so we've got
17 minutes. What?
We did a test market in Minnesota. We worked with an iHeart station called KFAN. And one show, a guy named Paul Allen, who's the voice of the Vikings. And our commissioner, our lead investor, is Matt Burke. Matt is the Walter Payton Man of the Year. In 2011, I think. And then
brilliant guy.
He's Harvard grad, right? Smart guy, investor.
Yeah.
And then he also has a show with Paul on this radio station. So he won the Super Bowl with the Ravens. I mean, this guy's a massive stud. He's a great guy. So he brings us to... testing because COVID was last year, right? So nobody knew if there was going to be from Minnesota playing. And then they're our loyal fans, and then it leaked out. So other markets like here, we got a couple, you know, got about 600 players from Tampa Bay. Anyway, so we built it for football last year. We built a hockey version, kept it really low key, tested and built a hockey version because we work with every sport. And then now we're bringing out a version that you play while watching television and commercials. So we're the big networks are looking at us. But all I'm going to tell you is right now we still only have a couple thousand people playing every week. Sunday, $6,000 prize pool. It's guaranteed.
Great odds.
That's what I'm going to say. There's 2,000 players going to play for $6,000 worth of prizes. And if you have a perfect game, you win $2 million. A million for you and a million for your fans.
How would I go on to play? How would I, if I want to join in on Sunday, how do I do that?
You go to the App Store. And you just search for Super Squares Live.
That's it.
It's a free app. Our tagline is at Super Squares, we pay millions, but all you pay is attention. Your attention is the key to winning. Pay attention to the game, pay attention to the ads, and you got the ads in the game, and you have a great shot at winning.
So instead of getting up for the commercials, I'm going to want to watch the commercials.
And the vote. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. The ads are in the phone. The ads right now are in the phone.
Well, as we found on the Super Bowl, and your alliance with Mike Golic,
that's
which,
right.
another Notre Dame plug.
Yep.
the man. The next time he comes in town, make sure
you
give me a little feeler so I can get up there and have a conversation. We'll record a conversation.
Absolutely.
He'll give me some love. Okay, so let's talk about when I heard what games this weekend will you guys be interactive with?
All right, so we're only doing the Sunday games for the next 3 weeks. Starting in week 5 or 6, we'll be handling every game, every hour, Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, every game. Right now, we're building the infrastructure to handle that. So right now we're picking 3 games, and it's in the app. If you go to supersquares.com, I don't remember it, but I know we do the Lions games and we do the Vikings games always, right? I think we're doing the Bucks games always, so we got the Rams-Bucks games. We got Sunday night football.
You got Sunday Night Football. You got the Packers and Niners.
Yeah, doing the Packers and Niners. Go to
that's
Super
a big
Square.
That's a big game. Packers and Niners. We're talking to Frank Maggio, the genius behind Super Squares, and I'm telling you right now, I'm looking forward to promoting. That's why I want you to feed me every week.
Yep.
What games you're going to do, and then I do a 2-minute sports update on seven stations. In the area every morning.
All right.
7 o'clock, 8, and then drive time, and so I'll fit that in to my read.
All right.
And we'll talk about, you know.
And what we ought to do for you and your listeners, and we did this with KFan, right? So we did this with Paul Allen. He had a Skybox.
KFan is, by the way, is the number one, being from the Midwest, number one sports signal by far in the Midwest.
Literally by far.
It reaches down to Iowa.
It does. And all North Dakota. We got North Dakota players.
Oh, yeah.
South Dakota players.
Oh, there's nothing in the way for that signal.
No, it's massive. It's,
yeah.
Massive. And it's good for the Vikings because they got a lot of Vikings fans everywhere. But what I'm trying to tell you is that Paul loves Super Squares, right? It's one thing to advertise. And look, it's the core. I mean, radio would be nothing without advertising, right?
Without a shadow of doubt.
Right, but ads got to work. People got to want to listen. So that's what our premise is. Ads should be reactive. They should reward you for engaging. They should be a surprise if you pay attention, and they should build community. So that's what our technology does. It brings ads into the game. There's an adrenaline rush that you get. I mean, right now people don't get adrenaline rushes when they listen to commercials. I hate to tell you, but
no, that's a fact. Yeah. And I realize that. And as we built this multimedia, that's why I love this piece of it. And maybe that's something you and I can talk about in the future.
Yeah.
Our multimedia is going to be video, streaming, mainstream radio, which isn't dead yet.
It hasn't gone
the way of the Dota board yet.
No.
Digital magazines, Facebook, and our interactive website. Well, you add another piece to that for an advertiser, real interactive. Something's going to hit.
Yeah.
And they're going to see some results.
Yeah.
More direct audit trail in your world than radio by far.
Oh, yeah.
Digital magazines has a shot, but still you got to make the effort, and you aren't watching the game. I mean, you're choosing to watch the game. Might as well win while you're watching it,
absolutely.
Right?
And have fun.
Exactly.
And women and men play against one another. We have several couples, husbands and wives, that play with and against each other. And we've had one. We've got a couple. Their screen name is Skeeter and Summer Marie, husband and wife team. I think between the two of them, I think they've won like $15,000 playing Super Squares.
And prizes.
Yeah, and prizes. Motorcycles, electric bikes, Hall of Fame gift cards.
Word.
I mean, tons of stuff.
We got to get our audience all over this.
And that's what I was going to say. What we ought to do for you is we have this thing called Skybox technology. So when you play Super Squares, you enter the game, and you're put into a random group of 24 other people. And the highest score wins the game group. And the highest game groups in the country win prizes.
Didn't Golic have his own Skybox?
That's right. And so does Ferg. So Ferg's had one on Sunday Night Football. We had to do one for you.
St. Pete Sports Connection,
yeah,
Skybox.
We'll have a
I'll promote it 6 days a week on the air.
Well, and there's a code to get in, right? So you can make sure the only people in your Skybox are your listeners.
I love this.
Right? And every week we can change that password, or it can be the same password. I recommend the same one.
I say same.
Yeah. So
it's going to take a little bit of traction for us to get it out to our footprint.
Right.
But once they get on, you use this example, a couple and 15 G's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
They can either use it or sell it, whatever they want.
We had a father, a son and daughter, a mother and son. The mother won a $20,000 Polaris Ranger XT, right? And her buddy, the person who referred her to the game, or the one where the FedEx driver comes up, knocks on the door, hands it to you, and gets a signature. Which works better?
The FedEx.
Yeah, the FedEx. So we're like the FedEx of advertising, right? When you watch a reactive ad, you're registered. You can't play without we knowing who you are. And we don't sell your data, right? But we know who you are. We know your age. We know where you live. And the brands get that information. If they don't open that ad and they don't pay attention and don't give it a rating and don't answer a question, the advertiser doesn't pay. Right, so they're delivered in a way where people want to open them, just like FedEx. And then we get better because, like, the FedEx driver will drop it off and leave. We're like the FedEx driver. Said, "Wait a minute, I'm not going to leave until you open it. Do you like it? Do you understand it? Okay, would you like to win something?" That's our model. So nobody else thinks that way.
The vendors that you use to let's say, for if I won something, are those vendors donating? Are those vendors? Through an insurance policy, how does that work?
So the jackpot, the $1 million, is an insurance. An insurance. It's called
just
an
like
annuity,
the,
right?
Just like the hole-in-one insurance.
Yeah, but the rest. But the rest is not. The rest is that the brands pay us in two ways. They pay us in cash, but they also can pay 20% in prizes, and we give it away. So that literally, when you win a Duke Cannon gift card, that's Duke Cannon saying, well, I'll pay React X, but I'm going to pay more to the fans because it does two things. One, it gets people excited, and it gets them customers, right? People get their 25.
And that's their goal, obviously.
That is their goal. And we give category exclusivity. So, like, when we do a deal with Coors Light, there won't be any other beers.
Won't be any Miller Lite, no Budweiser.
Well, there'll be Miller because it's the same
company. Oh, they're the same company now.
But there won't be, you know, other brands that aren't there. Same with cars. Guaranteed rate, you won't find Rocket Mortgage on Super Squares.
No, you guys already had that issue.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another day.
All right. Well, it's always intriguing. And there are so many topics we could talk about. But right now I want to make sure that was top of mind.
Well, thanks.
Because we're in the NFL season. But I want to talk to you about the world of, because you've been so insightful and informative, about sports broadcasting, where it's headed. You know, you called it. Amazon did get Thursday night. He has projected a lot of things on my airwaves on the 3 or 4 times we talked, and they've all come to fruition, folks.
Yeah,
so
lucky.
This gentleman has a lot of credibility, and we'll talk about that in the future.
Yep.
We're going to be doing podcasts, too, so maybe we'll pull you down for a podcast and just talk the business of sport.
Yep.
Because when you were with P&G, that was the world that you were in for many, many years.
Absolutely.
And that's hanging with the big boys. How's the NASCAR going for you?
We're going to do that for next year.
Okay.
We got to go, I mean, where the audiences are. The NASCAR audience is the second largest on a per TV broadcast basis, second only to the NFL. So we want to get with them, but it's a different market. You know, listening while listening to loud cars live, we're definitely not a live venue game for NASCAR. Well, you can play Super Squares at the Bucks game if you can hear your phone, right? But we also have a version that if we work with a venue, the ads are on the Jumbotron. So think about 60,000 people all staring at a commercial and then playing on their phone.
That's why we got to get baseball involved too.
We are
perfect for baseball.
We are absolutely
people complain slow.
Yep.
You're sitting there waiting in between innings, and this is ideal.
Yes.
And I've already talked to my connections at the Rays to sit us down when the season winds down.
Yep.
And we'll all sit down and have a conversation because we've got the interactive and we got. With Brandy and CTE and that challenge that they have. We'll talk about that from a charity perspective.
Yep.
So Mark Donahue, Matt LaPorta, Frank Maggio, Brandy Winans, Mark Ferguson, Joe Bedreau on the controls. I thank everybody for listening in the tri-state area. Apologize for any of the blips we had down here. And everything will be streamlined each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 on the St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on the Tan Talk family of stations. So thanks for listening to the St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a great weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And be sure to have a championship weekend.